open and partisan stance on issues of national government policy. And therefore, the Prussian under Hurtis suffered a great deal. According to Josephus, thousands of them were killed in the most brutal fashion. And the Prussian protested every one of the excesses of Hillel. To almost no avail. And therefore, during the time of Hurtis, many Jews began to leave the country. And they went both to Egypt and to Babylonia. Hillel returned to his home in Bovel. When did he come back? It's not known. It's not known the circumstances either. There is a Jewish legend that says that he came back when Hurtis himself recalled the old Hyrcanus, Kohen Gadol and the emperor of the Hashmonaim. He recalled him back to Yerushalayim after he had mutilated him so he could no longer be the Kohen Gadol. He recalled him, and that at that time Hyrcanus's granddaughter Miriam married Hurtis. When Hyrcanus came back, apparently Hillel came with him again. And this time when he came, he rose to prominence. The famous story of the Talmud in Maseches Psochim, that the leaders of the Jewish people after Shemaiah and Aftalion were a group of people called the Bnei Beseira, about whom very little is known. They evidently were not people that were skilled in halacha. They were an interim, as we can imagine from the time, that the great Talmidei Chachamim were either exiled or they were too frightened to come forward. So the Sanhedrin lay in the hands of mediocre people. And it lay in the hands of people that were really only a transitional bridge to keep the form alive, but very little substance. That has happened many times in Jewish life. And the Bnei Beseira were the princes. They were the Nesiim. They were the ones that were in charge. Hillel came, and the famous question arose. It was Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos, and they had to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos afternoon. Was that permissible or not? And they, for one reason or another, were unable to solve the question, which Hillel solved, and Hillel lay the blame for their ignorance at the fact that they did not study with Shemai and Aftalion. In other words, they were not worthy. And the Bnei Beseira then did one of the great acts in human history, something that is very rare. They resigned in favor of Hillel. They said that he was a far greater man and he was entitled, and they resigned. Some say that in their resignation they looked for a way to escape from the problems of Herod. But we need not cast a negative light on their resignation, because it remains very few people in the world ever resign from high office because they see someone who is more worthy. It's an act of singular heroics. When they resigned, Hillel became the Nasi. And Hillel's reign would establish a completely new attitude, which is what I want to speak to you about for a few moments, a completely new attitude towards the government, towards Hurtis, towards what was going on in the Jewish world. I mentioned to you last week already that, in effect, Hillel treated the Jewish people as though they were in exile already. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was still standing and there was at least pro forma, there was a Jewish government, and Hurtis claimed to be the king of the Jews, the attitude of Hillel towards Hurtis was towards an alien ruler, and that the Jews in the land of Israel were living under foreign domination. It was not their country. Now, the outstanding question, that the historic question remains, is why did